We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He is floating it deep for A.J. Brown, who has it.
He took it.
And he scores. A.J. Brown took it away from Trey Avery and scored his second touchdown of the game.
We're back live from Chiggy's the Pete's. Marks and Reese, Merrill and Mike on the call. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chiggy's the Pete's. Holidays are here. Book a holiday party now at Chiggy's and Pete's. Find a location near you at chiggysandpetes.com. We will have Nick Sirianni, 2:45, his day after press conference. Probably an excited, happy Nick Sirianni today, Ike Reese, after yesterday.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon. Yes!
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I would imagine so, too. The tone of the town right now is certainly very happy. This is a damn good team. Ike, they're 11-1. The Eagles
That's
are
right.
11-1.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones. We have Black Gritty, who joins us from blackgritty.com. What's up, Black Gritty?
Tony Monk. You're a bum.
I'm just working on listening to have Chuck call it.
Sure, he'll be calling at some point. What's up, man?
Yeah. So hopefully everybody is put at ease. Anybody who had any fears or worries about the team, you can only play who you play. But it seems to me that the team can adjust and win any way necessary. They run the ball. Then they go against a team. They can't stop the pass. That's why I'm going to wait to hear Elliott come in and say, oh, well, they're the last ranked team in defense. Shut up, man. Like, I get it. I know the things that people are going to say. But they went out there and did it. You know what they did? They tackled. They was tackling. I was like, oh, if, talk about mindset. You can do it every game. If we could just tackle like that, that takes me from 100% confidence to like 115, 120. Because there's so many times where, like, you know, we want to blame the defense, the call, the shell, whatever, Gannon, whatever. Sometimes we just be missing tackles. But they went out there with a mindset and attitude on special teams and on defense. They're like, look, we're not going to get pumped. If you run us over, cool. But I'm going to be there to meet you in these holes and in these gaps. And
yep.
That was what had me hyped. We was out there thumping and bumping. The team took it personal and let them take it personal for the rest of these games. I want nothing but believe and back in my team right now. Fly, Eagles, fly. We doing it. I'm so excited. How you feeling, Johnny Morris? How you feeling inside? Let the people know.
I feel great, Black Gritty. I feel fantastic.
I hope you do, brother.
I do.
The one thing I say, too, is, you know, the thing that was impressive to me, like, you know, you said it was a revenge game. A.J. Brown, you know, when he got his touchdowns, he was hyped and doing all stuff. He was more composed than our coach going back to go against the Colts. We went against the Colts, and we didn't play in our right mind, right? And he kept saying, I told AJ, you know, keep it in check, you know what I mean? But he needed to keep it in check because we didn't play the Colts the right way. We went out there and beat the Titans the right way, okay? They did what they needed to do. Our guys, that touchdown in the end zone by AJ Brown, like I said, 9 times out of 10, ain't nobody taking the ball from that man. Oh, it's so amazing. Great day in Alonzo Mourning. I'm so thankful for Jalen Hurts, too. Oh, Jalen. Oh, you just set everybody up. I just wanted you to have weapons. All I wanted to see is what happened when he getting weapons. What are you getting weapons? He's shooting out. He's balling out. We number one. He's the MVP. Let's go. Let's go. I'm so excited. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.
There he is.
EG.
Black Gritty may be the most excited Eagles fan in the Delaware Valley. The offense, we played the Jalen Hurts touchdown. The play that got called back, which would have been an amazing throw and catch, they go right back to it, or right back to him. Mm-hmm. He was amazing yesterday. He really was. Jalen was incredible. The defense, Like, you had said this, I think, on Friday, where you were talking about how the Eagles know what the talk of the town is. Mm-hmm. And they know right now there's a lot of people around the NFL, national media, and even locally being like, all right, the Titans are a tough physical team. This is going to be a tough physical game. Can the Eagles be as physical as the Titans? And they show that they're more physical than the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, any defense worth their own salt and with a backbone is going to get tired of it. Being asked the same questions about a team being physical, because whether it's directly or indirectly, it implies that you don't believe that we're physical enough, else it wouldn't be a question,
right?
It wouldn't be a concern. So obviously you don't think we're physical enough, and like I said, I think it's justified. It's not out of thin air. We know that they're a good defense. We've also seen over the last few weeks, teams run through this defense. So getting your back up and getting offended and having a chip on your shoulder, that's great. I said this last night on the postgame show. I said that's what this fan base is, man. This fan base is going to hold you accountable. So if players want to pay attention to that stuff and they use it as motivation, that's great, because it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. You let a team run through you, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. And when you're out there missing tackles, we're going to talk about it. I don't care what your record is.
That's true.
I don't care what your record is. It matters to this town how you get to the record. I'm sorry. I know that makes people want to pull their hair out, because you would think team is 10-1 and 11-1. Everybody should be around here throwing a parade and just, you know, butterflies and flowers for everybody. And we all should be happy. But in reality, that ain't reality. That's not reality. That's not the DNA of this fan base. So when you have games like you've had where you're giving up points, whether it's on the kickoffs, it's on special teams or not, yeah, we're going to nitpick. We're going to pick it apart.
We're going to nitpick. That's
exactly.
What we're
doing. Yes. Exactly. Yes. So if players take offense to it and they use it as motivation, great.
Yeah, good.
Great. Why do you think we're talking about it? We want you to be motivated. You think I'm going on rants for my health? I want you to get pissed. No, I want you to get pissed off. I want you to hear it.
Yes.
Get pissed off. I want you to hear Seth get pissed off. Yeah, because he helped set the standard of the way football is played in this town.
Yeah.
He helped set it. And he got every right to not be happy with what he sees. Now, let's face it, sometimes.
Well, it's a little bit much sometimes.
Yeah, even I can admit that. But
that's
okay.
He's complaining about the interception rate or something.
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay. My only point is that he's coming from a good place.
Sure.
His heart is in the right place.
He wants to see more.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
we know it's in them. We know they're capable of it. All that talk last week about bringing up stars, I didn't see one starter on special teams yesterday.
No, you sniffed that out on Friday, too. You said it on Friday, and I thought your words on the special teams multiple times last week, and then ending on Friday with what you said, they played like you felt, right? Like they came out and they actually played like it mattered,
yes.
And they were hurting the team, and they wanted to make a contribution, and they did.
Yes.
Across the board. It
lets you know you're capable of doing it.
Yes.
You're capable of doing it. That's what it showed me yesterday. Then go out there and do it every week.
And do it again.
Yes.
All right. Jack, let me give you the Twitter question, then we'll hear from you back to the phone. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers annual men's night out. It's back December 15th. Do all your holiday shopping one night. Delicious food and beverages while you shop. Details online, marks-jewelers.com. How are you feeling today? Are you happy? You weren't harassing me yesterday, taunting me over the win, so.
Unlike everyone on Twitter?
Unlike everybody else, yeah.
No, honestly, like, my post-Phillies depression's over. It's over. I mean, it was, I don't know why everyone was so offended that we wanted to see them play that well and play a complete game. Like, they hadn't been playing well for a month. And they went out.
Well,
and
that's exaggerated.
They didn't play really well for them. About a month.
We were looking for a signature statement win, and that's what you got yesterday. It had style points and everything.
And yesterday was just like, you know, one of those games of 2017 where, like, that felt different.
Yeah, it did.
And it hadn't felt different really since the first month of the season for me.
They had two games where they took a little bit of a dip. Washington and the Colts. Everything else has been hunky-dory. I don't, your expectations just raising because they're raising. They scored 40 against Green Bay. on a short week in Houston. Jalen threw for 280 yards. They won the game. They put up 29. Like, then they came back, and after the Green Bay game, look what they do to Tennessee. So they had two games where they dipped and didn't play to an A level.
Yep.
And everybody started to panic over it. Two games.
Well, the panic's over now.
And in one of the games, they actually came back from a double-digit deficit on the road. I don't even look at that one as a negative. Somehow, that don't even get looked at as a positive. That's a positive.
Found the way to win the game.
Double digits on the road.
So, Jack, did you book the airline flights today that we were
there? No, I'm pretty sure Rod's on it. Yeah,
is he on it?
Yeah, we got our special flight to Arizona for sure.
Are we feeling good?
Yeah. They're locked to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean,
Stop.
They are. Stop. The Niners are done. The Cowboys aren't coming here and winning. I mean, there's no scenario. I find it very unlikely that they wouldn't make the Super Bowl at this point.
All right.
They're not a lock to make the Super Bowl. Don't try to put that over our heads right now. So you think I don't know what you're doing, man. Stop it with their lock to make the Super Bowl.
L-O-C-K.
I'll bet you a lot of people would agree. That's tomorrow's
show. Well, yeah, we feel that way, but the moment you start saying that is when something happens. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
No,
only people who say that is people who want to be over the top about believing in the team. Because anybody with common sports sense know that's not good sports karma to be talking about they're locked to make the Super Bowl. Just a damn week ago, everybody was concerned.
Yeah, Jack. You were just concerned. Now you're spelling out lock.
Yeah, just a week ago, yeah, everybody was concerned. Now they're locked to make the Super
Bowl. I did catch some shrapnel on the Marks. Hey, I never was worried about the passing game. Hey, Elliott and Marks. Don't think they can't throw?
What? Not after yesterday. But see, here's what people don't understand. I was simply asking to see that element of the offense. Seemed like it had been a while.
The games didn't call for it.
Well, I mean, okay.
Tennessee is one of the worst pass defenses in the league. We told you they were going to throw the ball.
And they took advantage.
And that's after they just – that game yesterday, if nothing else, should tell you that they do what's called for. That's after running for 360 yards. They didn't really even attempt to run the ball yesterday.
Nope.
They didn't even attempt to run the ball yesterday.
You could tell what they were doing from the start.
They didn't run the ball yesterday after rushing for 360 yards. They came in with the game plan. We're going to throw the ball today.
They're a complete team.
That's
Let's
right.
go to Eric in Northeast Philadelphia. Eric, how are you? What's up? Uh-oh. He's scrambling. Hello? Eric?
Hello?
Yes. Hold on. Let's try this again. Let's go to Eric. Ike, let's go back to the phones. Eric in Northeast Philadelphia. Eric, how are you today, buddy? What's going on?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Got you.
We can
How's your confidence level today, Johnny, you bum? Huh?
Well, Eric, I do not make emotional decisions the day after a game because everybody's excited. So I will tomorrow I can officially comment on the confidence level about the team. But it's much higher today than it maybe was on Friday.
And last week, dude, what's up with that? Where are they going now? Without Jimmy, huh? With the third string.
Probably not as far with the third string, but Baker Mayfield was released today. I don't know if that's something that's gonna interest them, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, it significantly takes away from the 49ers. The betting line obviously reflects that. Seems like it's coming down to the Eagles and the Cowboys, unless you take a team like the Seahawks for granted and they come in here and beat you. I mean, Eric, the one thing I can say for sure is that this team is bona fide Super Bowl contender. They're going to be the first seed in the NFC, and you're going to have to come through Philly to get it done. So, that's what yesterday's win to me told me about the team.
Dude, keep that same energy. You sounded like the biggest 49ers fan last week, and all I know is that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, baby! Let's go!
There he is, Eric. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy. Has Chuck texted you or anything, Jack? Is he? I'm eagerly awaiting that phone call from him.
He texted me yesterday. Very cocky.
That little punk at the end there, that grabs me every time.
It makes
time,
it,
man.
Yeah, it does. Punk.
He said, total dominance on the big bad Titans, SMH. And then I texted him back, said, never a doubt. And he gave me the thinking emoji.
Well, I mean, listen, you guys picked him to win, so I was the only one I was the lone dissenter on the show. But I didn't see that coming at all.
We didn't pick him to cover, though.
Yeah, you didn't pick him to cover, which is code for, man, they could lose this game.
Sure.
But you still picked him to win.
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought that it was going to be one of those weeks. You just have one of those weeks over the course of a season where you're like, well, like nothing's working. And this team has not had one of those games. A little bit against Washington, but even that game was fluky. A couple fluky turnovers. Washington pretty much, I don't even know how they won the game when you look at it. But, like, yeah, it was kind of, and that's the one loss that they have this year. So, Jalen Hurts hasn't had a bad game. You had said it in the open. He really hasn't had a bad game. He has been, he's been unbelievable. And even though he's still not the odds-on MVP favorite, I don't know how he doesn't get it at this point with the way that he's playing, the success the team is having. The Chiefs lost yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah, but the season's not over with.
It's not.
It's only 12 games.
And Joe Burrow's coming.
I mean, Wentz seemingly had it after 13 games, and then he didn't have it.
Right. Yeah. So, think yeah. It's a week-to-week
yeah,
thing,
it's not,
for sure.
It's not. Well, I mean, when it's a tight race, they're not going to give it away now.
They're not.
Yeah, still got, what, 5 games left to go?
Still have 5
yeah,
games left to go.
Games
yeah,
left
yeah,
to
yeah.
Play
yep, yep. Let's go to Corey in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Corey.
What up, Johnny Mark? I agree.
Yep.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, Jalen Alexander Hurts, man. I'm going to say it again.
Jalen Alexander Hurts. Is that his middle name?
We talked about this brother. We talked about this brother from April to August. We need to give my brother, give him some respect today and for the rest of the season. All the callers out there that's listening, we got to get his brother his respect today. Because my man is balling. And I don't want no quarterback in the league over number one, a.k.a. Timothy, a.k.a. the freshman, a.k.a. the Duke, a.k.a. whatever you want to call him. He the man.
Listen. Hold on, so Alexander isn't his real middle name?
It is.
That's his middle name.
Oh, okay.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Jalen Alexander, I Googled it.
Just came with another name. I didn't know if that was his name, too. What'd you say, Timothy?
I said Himothy, H-I-M.
Oh, Himothy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know I'm older, man. I'm slow, man. I'm a little slow on the slide.
I didn't even catch it.
Ike and Johnny Mark.
Yeah.
Do not let Elliot Short Park come on this show tomorrow and try to tap dance like Gregory Hines around what he said. Make him say he was wrong. Everybody was he didn't do what Johnny. He didn't do what Johnny Mark said. Johnny Mark said he was concerned. Elliot Short Park said the passing game was bad. See, it's different. That's why I said the wordplay. Johnny Marks was concerned. Elliot Short Park said the passing game was bad. So don't come on here tomorrow, Elliot, saying, well, I just wanted to see. Nah, bro, that's not what you said. You said that the passing game was bad. The defense was balling. D-line, we got 6 sacks.
Corey, you want to, and you don't get to brag about Ohio State. Not today.
What the hell did Ohio State do? Oh, they got in. They snuck in.
Yeah, they got in. So you don't get to brag about it. They didn't even play.
He got his wish.
He did get his wish.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I'm surprised they didn't let Bama in, man.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was not in the cards.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
What's a playoff without Alabama?
Not something we've seen, it feels
yeah,
like, in a long time.
When's the last time that happened?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
This will be the last year, too, because when they expand the playoffs, they'll be in every year.
They definitely won't ever miss it then.
No, they won't. We'll come back. Nick Sirianni's day after press conference. Does he have an update on Kaiser White, and does he have an answer over 3.5 minutes long? I'll be timing him.
Come on, man.
And how happy is he?
We need to FanDuel
odds. Yeah, on a happy day, you know he's going to be up there for a minute, man. You know it.
Oh, there's going to be cross-examinations of his own examinations and follow-ups and everything else. 215-592-9494. We are live at Chiggy's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Chiggy's and Pete's, the new heated deck on the Boulevard. It's open. The best in-game experience on the deck. Chiggy's and Pete's on the Boulevard. Back after this. But, hey, listen, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. Christmas is going to be here before you know it, right? So take the guesswork out of holiday shopping this year. Don't be like, oh, well, what should I get? Let me ask your sister what she wants to know. Go to Mark's Jewelers. Their men's night out. It's an annual event, Thursday, December 15th, starting at 6 p.m. I will be there with you, shopping, dining on delicious barbecue from the Lucky Well, beer, wine, and more. And Mark's Jewelers has gifts to meet any budget. So get out Thursday night, December 15th. It starts at 6 p.m. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. It's right on Route 309. It's minutes from everywhere. There's no Philly sales tax. It's worth a little bit of a drive. Plenty of free parking, delicious food. Details online, mark-jewelers.com.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.